CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Emergency measures have been adopted in Tianjin to prevent secondary disasters 3 days after the deadly explosions hit the port city. So far, 85 have been confirmed dead, with 722 injured. Chemical specialists investigating the blasts believe sodium cyanide, a highly toxic inorganic compound, might have been stored at the site. But the exact amount of the dangerous chemical is not yet clear. At the same time, the rescue operation continues with the area. A man at 50s was found alive today and sent to hospital for treatment. Minor explosions and fire were also reported at the warehouse. By this afternoon, authorities say the fire is basically out. They have also enlarged the evacuation area around the blast site. A radius of 3 kilometers was cordoned off. At the same time, authorities are also refuting rumors that the owner of the blasted warehouse has strong political connections. The warehouse was owned by Tianjin Dongjiang Port Reihai International Logistics Company. Widespread internet rumors are suggesting the general manager of the company, Zhi Feng, is the son of a former deputy mayor of Tianjin. Gong Jiansheng, a municipal party official, says police have verified the rumor is groundless. Over 360 social media accounts have been suspended or shut down for spreading rumors after the fatal blasts. Authorities say most of the wrong information concerns the pollution threat and the impact of the explosion. There are also some accounts masquerading as relatives of the victims, attempted to swindle money through fraudulent fundraising. China has voiced strong opposition and dissatisfaction of today's visit to Yasukuni Shrine by some Japanese cabinet members. This comes after Koichi Hagiuda, an aide for Japan's prime minister, sent spiritual offerings on behalf of Shinzo Abe to the controversial shrine, which honors 14 Class A convicted criminals of World War II. The Chinese foreign ministry released a statement on Saturday saying the visit, coming on the day marking Japan's unconditional surrender at the end of World War II, reflects Japan's wrong attitude on historical facts and its attempt to whitewash Japan's wrongdoings during the war. China also urges Japan to make an effort to stay away from its former militarism and to honor agreements that have been made with countries, including China, that were wronged by Japan during the war. Emperor of Japan Akihito has again expressed his deep remorse over the past war, but it's the first time he has ever made such comments at an annual national memorial service. The event was held today, marking the 70th anniversary of Japan's unconditional surrender in World War II. The soft-spoken emperor also urged Japan not to forget the suffering of the war and try to promote reconciliation with Asian countries. South Korea's president is urging Japan to backwards with actions regarding historical issues, referring to the statement issued by the Japanese prime minister about World War II. Park Geun-hye spoke today, marking the 70th anniversary of the Korean Peninsula's liberation from 35 years of Japanese colonial rule. The president urged the Abe cabinet to rapidly resolve the comfort women issue as Abe refused to clearly acknowledge and apologize for the sex enslavement. Comfort women refers to about 200,000 women, mostly Koreans, forced into sexual slavery in Imperial Japan's military brothels during World War II. A China-U.S. consultation on Taiwan has been held in the United States. Leading the Chinese delegation is Zhang Zhijun, director of the Taiwan Affairs Office of the State Council. Zhang briefed U.S. officials at the State Department and the White House about the current cross-strait situation and Beijing stance. Zhang expressed hope that ties between the mainland and Taiwan can stay on the path of peaceful development after elections on the island next year. In the meantime, he also reiterates that the central leadership is confident in dealing with any possible contingencies. He also says Beijing hopes Washington will stick to the One China policy and help to maintain peaceful development of cross-strait ties. Cuba and the United States have agreed to create a bilateral commission to help move toward the full normalization of diplomatic ties. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez and visiting U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held official talks behind closed doors prior to a press conference. John Kerry presided Friday's formal ceremony of raising the American flag in the recently reopened U.S. embassy in Havana, the national capital of Cuba, after 54 years of animosity between the two nations. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.